Thank you. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of making a decision in our life and over a period of time. How many know little habits can have big results? And we're going to talk about the power of pursuing God. I want you to watch this. Small disciplines, big results. I want to talk to you about having a daily, discipline in your life and over a period of time. Somebody say period of time. As we're consistent every single day, that it starts to have a big effect in your life. But I also want to talk about the power of you pursuing God. Many of you have heard this story. I find it hard to believe. Matter of fact, I really don't believe it, to be honest with you. But when Tamara first met me, she didn't like me. See? Exactly. That's hard to believe, is it not? What was she thinking? Well, I still don't believe it, but as I would talk to her, that didn't change immediately. But as I would talk to her a little more, she started to see my charm. She started to recognize that, praise God. Here's what I want to say to you. That a relationship with God, first of all, I want to say this. God is real. God's real. And a relationship with Him is no different than a relationship with someone. It requires for you to use some effort, take some energy, make a decision that you are going to start to pursue. When she didn't like me, here's a thought. How come she married me? How many know, there are other people who wanted to date her, amen? How come, she was exclusive to me, amen? How come, she married me, Because I pursued her, amen? Can I tell you about God? God loves you. And He wants to be loved by you. I've told you this many times. You know that Cheap Trick song? I want you to want me. You guys know this? I need you to need me. What? I'm begging you to beg me. What? What, Lord Charles? What's the next line? Yeah, right. Anyway, here's my point. My point is, we love to be loved. And God's the same way. When I was dating Tamara, she likes candy. Amen. And so, anytime that I could pick up some candy for her, I'd get her some candy. And I'd go by at work and just, maybe just you know, just drop that off at the register. You know what I mean? Here, look what I got for you today. You know what I mean? Well, I don't even know if she liked the candy I got her. But how many know you can like the effort that it takes to get that candy? Does that make sense? One day, of course, many of you know, I had a small bachelor place. It probably looked like a bachelor place. It didn't have any doilies or anything like that. It is what it was. So, but one day, you know what? I don't even know where she got all this stuff, but I came home, and when I walked in the bathroom, what did I have? I had some Dial soap in a dish. That was my bathroom decor, okay? But when I walked in, she had blue towels. She had seahorse pictures. She had, and everything was in this decor of blue and seahorse. I was like, now, how many know this is true? Listen, I mean, I appreciate the decorating and all that. That was nice. How many know people like nice stuff? It was nice. But you know what? That's not what I liked. I wasn't like, yay, a seahorse. You know what I mean? I mean, that wasn't what I liked. You know what I liked? I liked the fact that she went out and bought me all that stuff. I like the fact that she spent the time and everything was all, you know what I mean? I could tell, you know, she didn't just put it in a box and say, hey, your bathroom's a mess. Why don't you clean it up? No. She snuck in there and made it all nice. I liked that. I still remember when you did that, Tamara. You still get brownie points for that, amen? See, everybody wants, to some extent, to be loved. You know, I said this before, but let me say it again. God is real. You know, it's interesting because, and I don't know where you're at, you know what, in your spiritual journey, but here's what I know, that there's times that God is more real than other times. Have you experienced that? I've been in my bed sometimes just, maybe it's just trying to go to sleep, and I just sense I have this deepened awareness that God is real. Yeah. Have you ever had that experience before? And you're lying there, and you're just like, oh, my goodness. Has ever something happened to you, and you had a intuition to do something, to go a certain direction? Has anybody ever, and you thought, wow, how did I know to go that way? And society would just throw it out there and say, well, that's just coincidence. That's just luck. That's just whatever, you know, they have all kinds of names for it. Let me name it. Let me tell you what that is. That's God. Yeah. And he's real. Have you ever met somebody and they were just, they just connected in a kindness that you knew that God was ministering to you through them? Yeah. Yeah. And you just kind of scratch your head and say, huh? Have you ever had something so incredibly cool happen to you, and it's so coincidental that this had to line up, and that had to line up, and this had to line up, and they all lined up, and it was for you to be blessed? And you recognize this, you recognize, it's kind of like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, there's something like, oh my goodness, that's God. Well, that's the God that we serve. Sometimes, have you ever been in your car and, you know, I don't know what you listen to, you know what I mean? But you're jamming. You got it cranked up. You're like, you know what? Play that funky music, white boy. She's a brick. House. Whatever. And and you're just, you know what, just grooving out, and all of a sudden you recognize, oh my goodness, there's a fire truck just right behind you. And you're complete. Has that ever happened to anyone? See, listen, how many know that fire truck was there whether you recognized it or not? Can I tell you what? That's God. Sometimes we just get so engulfed in our own focus of we got to do this and 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 we got to take care of this, and we're so on this schedule that we don't even recognize, oh my goodness, God is real. He's right there with me. And there's times, there's glimpses that we can open up and see that God is trying to reach out to us and connect with us. And here's what I want to say to you today. That there is incredible power of you recognizing that God is real and you pursuing Him. Amen? The Bible says it like this, that if we pursue God, God will pursue us. If we draw close to Him, He'll draw close to us. And not only does He want you to pursue Him, listen to me, but He wants you to put Him first place in your life. So let me say, first place. You know what? When Tamara and I started getting serious, here's what Tamara did not say to me. She didn't say, you know what, Drew, I'm really starting to like you. And you know what, I'm really think there might be a future for us. You know what I mean? But there's 8 other guys that I'm also, you know what, open to. And you know what? Hey, just be grateful because you're one in the mix. You know what I mean? Amen. Can you say amen to this? I was like, you know what? I didn't call one of my friends. Hey, you know what? Tony, guess what? Tamara said I'm one in the mix. You know what I mean? At least she hasn't dumped me yet. You know what I mean? No. Can I tell you what the Bible says? The Bible says God is a jealous God. What's that? What's that? Tamara, maybe you have it on your phone. It's that on the marriage thing. Yeah, can you pull that out? So, you know what? When we're getting married, you know what? How many would think this would be okay? How many think this would be okay? If you know what, when you got married, that your wife or husband said, "Hey, you know what? Just so you know, I'm like, 6 days a week." And 6 days a week, I'm going to be loyal to you. But one day is my date day. And on my date day, I just, you know what I mean? I mean, how many would go with that? Hello? How many would go with like, hey, sweetie, if you don't have it, you got it? Okay. So how many of you would go with that? How does this sound? You know what? The groom. Do you take, you know what, whoever it is, to be your wedded wife, to live together in marriage? Do you promise to love her, comfort her, honor her, to keep her for better or worse, for, watch this, for richer or poorer, in sickness and health, and forsaking all others? How many like that part? You know what I mean? No. That's really important. Somebody say, forsaking all others. You know what God says? One thing that He says in the Bible, it says that God wants first place in your life. You know, the Bible says that you cannot serve two masters. For you're going to love one and hate the other, or hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Bible says that in Matthew chapter 6. You cannot. Somebody say cannot. See, we think, to some extent, that we can. Because you don't understand how God is. He's a jealous God. You cannot. Somebody say cannot. It is impossible for you to serve God. And what's mammon? Mammon represents the world or the world system or the things of the world. The things that the world says are important. God says, no, they're not important. And let me tell you about you. I don't want some of you. I want all of you. Here's what I want. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things, the Bible, this is what Jesus said, and all these other things are going to be added unto you. All these other things. What are the things? The things were, listen to me, people are interesting. Their concept about God is so warped. You know, this is, you want to understand God? Read your Bible. Because you know what you're going to find out? You're going to find out a God who cares about everything. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Jesus cared about people. You know what you find over and over in the Bible? That when people were hungry, you know who came up with the idea? They had been with Jesus all day long, listening to his teaching. And Jesus, somebody say Jesus. Jesus went to the apostles and said, hey, we got to figure out how to get them something to eat. Do you remember this? Who came up with that? Jesus did. Why? Let me tell you why. Because Jesus cares, you know what, when people are hungry. Over and over and over again. You know what you see Jesus doing? Him healing sick people. You know why Jesus healed sick people? Because he cared about sick people. You ever been sick? One time, I don't know why I did this. You know what? Tyler could tell you why, but I can't tell you why. But I got up, you know what? I was in the living room, and I got up, and I started to walk, and for whatever reason, I tripped. And when I tripped, I tried to catch myself, and I just hit my foot as hard as you could into this piece of furniture. You ever done something, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this hurts? And when I looked down, I thought, have you ever hurt yourself so bad you didn't want to look at it? Yeah. Okay, well, that was this one. And I thought, oh, I don't want to look down. I put my foot up like this because I thought there'd be blood all over the place. And so I'm hopping around. I don't want to look. Tamara and Tyler and my girls are looking at me like, they can't even figure out what happened. You know, I get up, boom, ah, and I'm going to the next room. I'm like, ah, and they're like, you know, it was just nutty. And because they can't even figure out what happened. They're looking at what I tripped on. What did you trip on? I tripped on nothing. I just was being a dork. Amen. And And I didn't want to look down because I thought, but I had my foot up because I thought it was bleeding all over the place. And I finally looked down and praise God. Here's the good news. There was no blood. Here's the bad news. You know where the toe is supposed to go, like this way? Like all the other toes are all going in the same direction? This toe is going that way. I'm like, this is not a good thing. Can I tell you what? Here's what we think. We think that God doesn't understand us. No. God complete. He made you. He understands you completely. You know what the Bible says? It's not like, how many know Jesus was God? And Jesus comes down. You know the Bible says, you can't say God doesn't understand me. You can't say that. Because God was here with you. He understands hunger. He understands hot. He understands pain. He understands, you know what, losing somebody that he really loved. He understands crying. He understands all that. Here's what you can't say. You cannot say God doesn't understand me. That's not true. You've been deceived. God completely understands you. And he's been here. And he understands. Well, nobody understands, you know, because they. No, God's been here. He understands you. And he went around, because this is who he is. He went around healing those who were sick. We see passage after passage after passage after passage, story after story after story in the New Testament where Jesus healed, here's what the Bible says, all those who were sick. And there's many times that they came from surrounding cities. Imagine Jesus was here, and if everyone who was sick in surrounding cities, how many people do you think would be there? Thousands. Montebello, you know what? Whittier, East Los Angeles. You know what? Thousands of people. And there's time after time after time in the Bible that the apostles who wrote this stuff down said, saw it, eyewitness accounts. And they saw Jesus heal every single one of those people. Why? Here's why. Because Jesus cares. You know what? I love this passage, and the Bible says it's one of God's ministries. How many love that God heals the outside? How many love that God heals the inside? God just doesn't care. God just doesn't care about one thing. He just doesn't care about feeding people. He doesn't care about healing people. He cares about everything about you. He cares about you on the outside, and he cares about you on the inside. Here's what the Bible says about Jesus, that he heals the brokenhearted. How many have ever had a broken heart? Here, I could ask a better question. Probably less hands would go up. How many hasn't had a broken heart? We all have. We've all had people that we counted on, and they disappointed us. Some people very, very close to us who promised that they would never, ever disappoint us. But how many people know, you know what? Even good people can disappoint us. And it can break our heart. And God says, no, no. And so what do we do? Sometimes we were like, oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to, no one's going to hurt me. No one's going to hurt me. And we build a wall here. No one's going to hurt me. 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 And we put all these walls around us, and we're like that boy in the bubble. Remember that? And we're like, ooh, I'm in a bubble. Nobody can hurt me. Well, can I tell you what? How about this? How about we allow Jesus to heal us from the inside? Because let me tell you what, I want to be close to hurting people. I'm a hurting people. And I want to be close to hurting people. And God wants this, and he wants you to be close to him. We think that we can just shine God on. But no, let me tell you what, God's no different than you. God's no different than you in that he wants you to be loyal to him. In that, he wants you to put him first place. Can I tell you what? God puts you first place. God puts you first place. He died on the cross. Do you know this? I don't know if you know this. You know what? We watch pictures and watch movies, and Jesus is dying on the cross, and he has something covering him. You know what? Nothing was covering Jesus. He was completely exposed. You know how humiliating that is? He was naked. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Can I tell you why he did it? He did that. He put your and my sins on him. He was the perfect lamb. He was the only one who was perfect. And that is what we needed. And that's what he gives us. So then he says to us, here's what I want you to do. I give everything to you. I want you to give everything to me. I want you to want me. Sometimes we can walk around and think, no. I put God first. God is important. God is important. You know what I mean? God is important. God, listen to me. God doesn't want to be important to you. God wants you to put him first place. God doesn't want to be in your top five. God doesn't want to be in your top three. God says, I want everything that you're about to be about me. Amen. Hmm. Come on. Watch it, you haters. No haters in that. Amen. Listen, I unbelievable. How can't you like a professional baseball team whose name is the Angels? Amen. I mean, how godly is that? The Angels are a godly team. Amen. They are the Angels. How can't you? Oh, my goodness. I love the Angels. I love the Angels. Until they didn't make the playoffs. Right? They didn't make the playoffs. And so what we have a tendency to do is, you know what, slip out the back, Jack. Just come up with a new plan. Can I tell you what? God is not looking for that kind of inconsistency. God has loved you before you were born. He loved you. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know what? And what God wants is he wants to be loved back. You know what? In that marriage thing. You know, if you know, I've been there, and the guys are like, and isn't that how it should be? Amen. Can you imagine a bride coming down? You know, coming down the aisle, it's like, dude, you know, Pastor, I'm, you know what I mean? I have never. Does everybody say never? I've never said, you know what, do you promise to love her and to take care of her and be faithful to her, you know what, all the days of your life? They go, yeah, absolutely, yes, Pastor. It's funny. You know what, let me just tell you about weddings. Guys get more choked up than the women. Is this not true? Tell me, is this true? Is it not? I'm way more choked up than the women. You know what I mean? But I've never, thank God, I hope it never happens. But I've never, you know what, said that. You know what, do you promise to love her, take care of you, boom, boom, all the days of your life? Oh, yes, absolutely. And then God to the woman, and then, you know what, they say, do you promise to love and take care of him and be nice to him and, you know what, all the days of your life? I've never had the woman say, I'm not sure about that. How much time do I got to think about this? Never. That doesn't happen. Can I tell you what? God wants to be loved the same way. You know the passage of scripture, it's in Ephesians chapter 5, and it says, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife. And then it says, this is a profound mystery. But then you know what it says? He says, I'm not talking about this marriage thing. I'm talking about the marriage between Christ and the church. Do you remember this passage? I mean, God is, it's a great passage to use, and it's, we can learn from it as far as a husband and wife. I'll get to my hats in a minute. Christ left his father. Jesus left his father and came to us. Forsaking all others, he gave his life for us. It's interesting because in Ephesians chapter 5, when it gets done saying that, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Listen to this next verse. He says this in verse 33. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular, somebody say in particular, so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Now, what are the two issues? He says to the husband, I want you to love your wife. He says to the wife, I want you to respect your husband. Why? Here's why. Because the main love language of a woman is love. The main love language of the husband is respect. Amen. Listen, ladies. It's just free. Let me tell you what about this church. This church, I talk almost every single week about husbands and wives. Why? Because there's so much bad information out there. Because of life. And you've got to be reminded what the right thing to do is. Can somebody say amen? And this is really important for your kids. Because we don't have the right modeling anymore. So when your husband comes in, I don't care if he forgot to empty the trash. It doesn't make any difference. You know what? He was going to forget some stuff. But you respect him. You get those pom-poms out. Amen? Give me a jug. J. Give me O. You got your O. You got your O. Give me E. You got your E. You got your E. What's that spell? Joe. Your name's not Joe. Well, I'm not talking to Tamara. Amen. I'm talking to whoever is married to Joe. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is really, really, really important that God says, listen, let me tell you about Jesus. He brings it. He brings it every day. There's not one. You know what the Bible says? Even now, what's he doing now? He is at the right side of the Father. What is he doing? He lives, the Bible says, to make intercession for you. Amen. You are the center of his affection. You are what's important to him. He puts you first place. And you know what he wants? He wants you to put him first place. But then after he gets done talking about the husband, he speaks to the wife. Can I tell you what, church? We need to start putting God first place in our life. Oh, getting back to my hat illustration. Did the Dodgers make the World Series?
Yeah.
And how many times in a row did they lose? I'm just asking, how many times in a row? Just come on, answer the question. Be honest, you're in church. How many times in a row did they lose? Twice, okay? Okay. Praise God. So, here's the deal. We just switched to another team. And what's happened in the church is the Bible says we can't serve two masters. You're going to love the one, hate the one, love the other. We can't do it. So what we do is we just put on. We just think that we're an angel fan because we wear an angel hat. Amen. You know, this is a true story. I'm not accusing you not being loyalist. I'm not accusing you of not being a diehard Ram fan. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you what. There are a bunch of people. This is true. There's a bunch of people. There's some guy out of the corner today. He's going to have a bunch of Ram apparel. You know what I mean? And you're going to pull on over, and you're going to get some Ram shirts, a Ram hat. You're going to get those funky Ram things that they put on the car, you know, those flag things, and you're like, oh, I love the Rams. I've always loved the Rams. No, you haven't. You're just on a bandwagon. You're not really a Ram fan. Is that not true? I mean, speak the truth today. You're not a Ram fan. Your team just lost. You're not a Ram fan. You just bought some merchandise. Is that not right? Well, what about this one? Okay, what about this one? Someone in the front row? You see what that says? Praise the Lord.
I pastor our Hope Community Church. I can speak in Elizabethan English. I'm not a pastor because I have a hat on. Connie, how long you been coming to this church? Okay. And I'm just asking. I'm pointing you out, but I'm just asking. Connie, about 18 years. How many years have you felt, Tamara and I, our love for you and our protection to nurture you, to raise you up, to protect you, just love you in any way that we could? How many years? Okay. See, it's not about a hat. I mean, somebody bought me this hat. I'm glad to wear this hat. I'm proud to wear this hat. But what I'm saying is, whether I have the hat on or whether I don't, I'm not like, Connie, let me pray for you, hallelujah. Let me pray for you, hallelujah. You know what I mean? What is that? You know what? It doesn't make any difference. I can have the hat or not have the hat. I still love Connie. Do you understand? It's not about a hat. What about this one? Oh, hallelujah. Can you see this hat? I'm blessed, hallelujah. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Okay, listen, and praise God. If you say you're blessed and highly favored, that's quoting the Bible. Praise God, I am blessed and highly favored. But listen to me. Listen, you know what the Bible says? I'm not blessed because I have a blessed hat on. The Bible says you're blessed in what you do. That's what you're blessed. You're blessed in being obedient to what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. Oh, this is my favorite one. This actually is one of my favorite hats. Can you read that? Dude, I'm real, man. I'm real, dude. I'm real. How do you know I'm real? Can you read? I'm real, man. Okay. And so we buy a hat that says real, and we think, oh, you're real. Can I tell you what? You're not real because you have a hat that says real. Amen. Is this deep? And God is like, hey guys, I want a relationship with you. If you came over to our house and spent a month, let's say for whatever reason you spent a month over at my house, and every time I woke up, you know, and Tamara's like, oh, good morning, honey, how you doing? How'd you sleep? I'm like, every morning. That's some point in time, would you start to scratch your head and go, man, what is wrong with him? Watch this. And then in front of everybody, I said, oh, I love my wife. You know, she's so awesome. She's so precious. Oh, hi, honey. Love you. Love you. You know, if you were at my home and you didn't see that on a Monday and a Tuesday, and I'm shining her on every day, wouldn't you start to go, man, there's something wrong with that guy. Can I tell you what? That's what God is saying. I'll finish that sentence in a minute. You ever played baseball with a little 3 or 4 year old, and they can barely swing the bat, and you know there's no way he's going to see that ball and hit it. You've got to figure out how he's going to swing and throw the ball into the bat. You ever done that? You're like, oh, okay. You know what? And what? That's a softball. You're trying to make it easy for him to hit. Here you go. Can I tell you what? That's not today's sermon. It's not a softball today. I'm going to throw a hard ball. Here's the good news about a hard ball. You know, some of the longest home runs, guess who they're hit off of? The best, fastest pitcher. Because when that ball hits that bat, because it's coming in so quickly, it goes out and it goes far. Can I tell you what? I believe that you can handle what I have to tell to you today. And here's the reality. God is saying, hey, guys, I want to be first place.
I don't want to be in your top five. I don't want to be in your top 10. I don't want to be in your top three. I don't want to be real, real important. I want to be number one. I want you to care about me and serve me in every single area in your life. Because when you say, I'm going to love you on Monday, I'm going to love you on Tuesday, I'm going to love you on Thursday, I'm going to love you on Friday, I'm going to love you on Saturday, but Sunday is my date night. And I just kind of, you know what I mean? I don't want to be that restricted. I'm going to give you six, but not seven. Is the day that Tamara's going to say, are you crazy? How many Tamara doesn't want six? How many know no woman wants six? How many know no man wants six? Well, God, you know what? He's the same way. He doesn't want a piece of your life. He wants all of your life. Amen. Here's the good news. The good news is the Bible says if we give him all of our life, he's just going to bless us and bless us and bless us and bless us. Because you know what? He's telling you things to do, not because he wants to do. God's not like this, I'm out of you, and stop doing that, and you're blah, blah, blah. No. He's a good parent. And he's only telling you things to bless you because he loves you. But can we do this? Can we stop thinking we're real because we have a hat that says real? Can we just get real? Can we come back to God and say, God, I've compartmentalized my life. I've held you to a distance. Oh, you guys see this. Can you get this, I got to set it up. Can you get the football thing ready? Right. So this guy's a big guy, and he catches the ball, and he's running with the ball, and somebody goes to tackle him, and he just shoves him out of the way. Can I tell you what? There's other situations that are coming, and you know what they do? They're trying to take the attention from God. They're trying to get you busy doing this and doing that and doing this, and God says, no. Well, I'll finish my thought after you see this, but watch how he takes care of this guy. Watch this. Watch this. Hey, can I tell you what? As these things are coming at us, can we start doing that? Can we say, no. Get out of here. You know what? No. Get out of here. No. God is first place in my life. I'm not too busy for God. You know what I mean? I will be obedient to what God tells me to do. You know what? Whatever it is, can we start saying, no, God. These are just, you know what? My dad was a character. You know that? He's a teacher. My dad was one of the most mild-mannered men I know. And when I was in junior high, he would just come in and give me fighting advice. This is a true story. If you knew my dad, you know, it's unbelievable. But my dad used to come in and give me fighting advice. And he'd say, you know what, Drew, here's what I want you to do. You know what? If these, what did we call them? He called them roughnecks. If these roughnecks, he was old school. If these roughnecks, you know what, start messing with you, he said, do me a favor. You punch them first. My dad was a pastor all his life. You punch him first. This is what he told me, true story. And he said, punch him in the nose, because if you punch him and hard, punch him one punch and get your punch out first, punch him hard right in the nose, they'll start to bleed and they'll run away. Punch him right in the nose. Can I tell you what? Just like my dad told that story, we need to be very proactive and saying, you know what, I'm gonna tell you what, Satan, I will not allow you to tempt me. God is first place in my life. Love you, buddy. Amen. God is first place. What'd you learn today? That's what I learned today. Pastor taught me this. What kind of church you going to, Jackson? All right. Guys, get the words up there for me, because I'll end with this. How many know I like Motown? No, I like Motown. I love Motown. I mean, what song was I singing you the other day? I love that song. It was something, honey. Sugar pie, honey bun. You know I love you. I can't help myself. Okay, anyway, that's not even the song I was going to sing, but I love that song. I love Motown. Guys, can you get it up? Okay. You know this one? The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer to you. Next, a little while. And while I'm combing my hair now, what? Dress to wear now. What? I say a little. Come on, sing it. What? Forever and ever. And I will love you. We'll never. What's that last line? What's the heartbreak line? Show me that. What's the heartbreak line? Would only be heartbreak. You know what? Is that your life? Is that a heartbreak for you? Guys, is that a heartbreak for you? Can you live a day without? I love what Moses said. You know what Moses said? Moses said this. Listen. When God said, just take your people, go into the promised land, I'll still bless you. I love what Moses said. Moses said, I don't want to go. I ain't going. Can I tell you what? Is that our heart? Can we, as we're brushing our hair and figuring out not, you know, what we're going to wear, amen? Can we stop and recognize that God is in heaven, but he absolutely loves us and adores us, that Jesus is still interceding for us? Can we take a little time and say, no, I won't allow anything to get in my way of my relationship with Jesus Christ, but I'm going to serve God and I'm going to put him first place? Because that's what I want to do. Amen. That's what I want to make a change. I want to put God first place, and I want to do it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And the next thing you know, just like the dominoes, next thing you know, you and Jesus are like this. Yeah. It's not a phony thing. You don't have to wear a hat that says real. You are real. Yeah. Sweetie.
Amen. That line that it would only mean heartbreak for me is... so true, but the Bible says God is a good God. He has a good plan for us. And so when we put him first and when we have that relationship, we end up in a good place and we end up protected and we end up feeling loved and inspired. The Word of God, if you open your Bible and begin to see the words that God has said to you, wow. Sometimes it's just too much to comprehend that I'm just that much to him. But it is the truth. Whether I can wrap my head around it or not, it is the truth. And when we don't, here's really the message. When we don't do that, because how does God pursue? It says, how do we get close to God? According to the Bible, Pastor quoted it early. When we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. And so it begins, you know what, your relationship with him begins with you. He's already done his part. He's given everything he can to have that relationship with you. So now it's on us. And so as we pursue him, he pursues us. As we fall in love with him, we begin to understand how much it is that he loves us. And you know what? When we don't do that, we get a lot of heartbreak in our life. Because we end up places we don't belong, so on, thinking things that we shouldn't think, and so on and so forth. Does that make sense? So, did Pastor Drew? Okay. Yep. Okay, so we're going to give you an opportunity. Many of us say, we've already asked the Lord to be our Lord. We've said, Lord, be my Lord and Savior. Lord means that we want him to direct our life. We've asked him to do that. We've said, here's my life, take it, and I'm taking yours. We've made that exchange. Some of us have made that exchange. Some of us haven't. So we're going to, but both of us, you know what, are going to have an opportunity today to just take account. Are we putting God first? You know what? Maybe today's the, you say, I know I haven't been, but I want to, and you receive the Lord. Some of us will say, I've already received the Lord, but you know what? I'm falling short on that putting him first, and I'm making the change because I want to put him first.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen.
So let's do that right now. And if something that was said spoke to you, either one, we're gonna ask Jesus in our heart, but we're also going to ask Jesus, if Jesus is already in your heart and you just have kind of, he's dropped down to the third or the fourth or the fifth spot, and you just say, no, Jesus, I'm going to put you back up on top because that's where you belong. Okay. I want you to pray this with me and just let's close our eyes and bow our heads. But just repeat this after me. Jesus, come into my heart. I want to make you my Lord. I want you to make my decisions. I've ran my life for too long. And I'm sorry, but I love you. Come into my heart. And Jesus, I've dropped you down on the list. And I'm going to put you back up number one. Thank you for forgiving me. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray.